the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. Social podcast app Breaker is not to close after all. The app has been acquired by Maple Media, an LA-based publisher which already owns Player FM and Podkicker. The Breaker team will still be joining Twitter, though. Buzzsprout has announced dynamic content for every podcaster on the platform. The product allows automated pre-rolls and post-rolls. Kevin Finn from Buzzsprout tells Pod News that you can use it for all sorts of things.
There's the obvious one that comes to mind right away is sponsorships or affiliate marketing opportunities, things like that. But we've built the tool so that you can use it for things well beyond that, like the ability to just give timely messages to your audience, regardless of where they jump in to your podcast.
Podcast analytics and advertising platform Backtrax has announced its closed $1.6 million funding round and launched a number of new products. Australia's podcast ranker for December shows Stuff You Should Know at number one, represented in the country by ARN's iHeart Podcast Network. They had 9.2 million downloads in December. The second place SCA and Podcast One had 5.2 million. We work out that the ABC does 17 million a month. They're not in the ranker, which lists participating publishers only, but for advertisers, the ABC doesn't carry advertising anyway. In the UK, the BBC reports 45 million plays within their BBC Sounds app over the holiday fortnight, an increase of 36% compared with the same time last year. Plays does include live radio, though, as well as on-demand content, including podcasts. The PlayerPod app is to add podcast index support shortly. German podcast company Viertausend Hertz runs a premium service similar to Wondery Plus or Stitcher Premium. We link to more information about that today. Imagine Podcasting, a podcast creative agency in Carlsbad in California in the US, launched their new website at the beginning of this month. Podchaser is now integrated with Blueberry, and legal tech company InfoTrack has published Logical. They operate the Legal Talk Network, a podcast network with over 20 different legal shows, which has operated since 2005. And in podcast news today, the Adam Buxton podcast, due to return in April, is to return at the end of January due to the ongoing COVID situation, he says. The UK's been hard hit by a resurgence of the virus. And Best of the Left, an award-winning curated podcast of progressive politics and culture, is celebrating its 15th anniversary. It's chosen quite a week for it. It's marked the occasion with archive clips from as far back as 2006, warning about the threat of degeneration into right-wing violence. Not that that's very likely. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe for all the links at podnews.net.